the equivalent word, which is standard French, though, for godfather, parrain. There's a sandwich shop out in Metairie, for example, called Parrain's. Sometimes then the whole family will pick it up. And incidentally, in English today, the derivative of nanan, nanny, is very common. Who is your nanny? They don't mean who is your maidservant. No, it means who is your godmother.
Well, that's interesting. A boy would be your son, a girl would be your...
A daughter.
Okay. And if a woman were going to have a child, you'd say she's...
Well, people didn't say pregnant when I was a child. They do, of course, nowadays. What? Children seem to know that when they're four.
What did they say?
She's expecting would have been the most common way. Sometimes you heard people in English say, she's comme ça. That way, in other words. In using the French rather than the English. But I've heard that way in English, too.
If you don't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman might be a...
midwife.
And if a boy and his father had the same appearance, you say the boy...
We don't say favors here.
What do you say?
He's like him, he resembles him.
What if they have the same mannerisms?
We do say he's a spitting image of his father.
If a mother had looked after three children until they were grown, you'd say she had...
She brought them up.
Okay.
She had brought them up.
And if a naughty child deserved punishment, you'd say you were going to get a...
licking.
Okay.
Spanking.
And if...
whipping.
Bob is 5 inches taller, you'd say you have certainly...
grown.
And you will...
will be... you will grow.
Last year you...
You grew, yeah.
What would you call a child born to an unmarried woman?
A bastard is a word which certainly people knew the basic meaning of, but it's used almost exclusively in a restricted number of situations for people you either detest or, in some cases, are very fond of. How you doing, you old bastard? Always men, of course, or very low women would use either term. Byblow is a term well known to me.
Yeah, I've heard that one, but not recently. Not often, either.
Wrong side of the bed is a term used for illegitimacy. We say born out of wedlock. Illegitimate is well known. In the old days in the Catholic churches, when they cried to bans here, they would say so-and-so legitimate son of, to be married to so-and-so illegitimate daughter of. And of course, that was really cruel, but it was done, I think, till about the beginning of this century.
This is to get an adjective form. Peggy is, well, Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot. Comparative of loving. Peggy is a lot.
Sweeter?
Loving is the word, more comparative form.
More loving, but it doesn't sound normal to me.
It probably is not a word that you compare very much. What about in talking about children's maturity, you'd say, in using the term grown up, you'd say he is the most mature, using grown up, you'd say he's the...
Most grown up, I think.
Okay, good. Your brother's son would be your...
nephew.
And a child who'd lost its parents would be an...
orphan.
And the person appointed to look after the orphan would be its legal...